And church, the only place of refuge is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Now, this thing called refuge, amen, hallelujah, started from the Old Testament. Christ himself, amen. I don't know if we have time to read the scriptures, but I can quote it for you. On your own, please. Praise God. You can read Numbers chapter 35. Let me just give you the scripture because of time. Numbers 35, from verse 9. Read it all through up to verse 28. God told Joshua also, he repeated it. Because it's also in Deuteronomy. When you reach the land, listen very well. When you reach the land, the promised land, and you are settled down, you are going to give everywhere cities where your tribe by tribe where they will live. He said, create some cities. And he gave him the position where you will place them, that you will call the cities of refuge. The cities of refuge. What is it to serve? He said, in the law of Israel, the law is do me, I do you. An eye for an eye. A tooth for a tooth. Kill my mama, I kill you too. Amen. Do me, I do you. Tit for tat. That is the law. But God also knows that some people may do it and kill somebody by mistake. And church, praise the Lord. Every evil that is committed by man, it is not you. There is a spirit behind it. We are talking about serpent. Serpent fornicated with Eve. Serpent. But we know better that it was Satan that inspired him, pushed him to do it. Amen. Every wrong thing you do that is contrary to the will of God, children of God, it is not you doing it. There is a demon that is pushing you to do it. If not, why will a man, we read the stories, want to sleep with his own daughters? Something like that. You know it is not normal. It's not normal for a human being to kill a fellow human being and be excited at it. Line of fellow human beings who have done nothing against you just because they belong to a certain religion, or they belong to a certain tribe, or they belong to one thing or the other that is contrary to your own. Then you line them up and behead them. You know they are not the ones doing it. There are spirits in them that do it. And that's why, even when they do it and they see people coming to catch them for doing it, they will run because they know what they did is wrong. And so he, God, put that law there. If in Israel, that is the law, if anyone, peradventure, by mistake, you kill anybody, the next thing is for the avenger of blood. That is what the Bible calls him. The relation of that person you kill, the law is he should follow you and kill you too. And the matter will be settled in heaven and on earth. God himself put that law. He said, but if you kill by mistake, then you will run, find the nearest city of refuge to you. The nearest one to you. Run to that city. While you are running there, the law is once you enter that city, the avenger of blood cannot touch you again. People who are spiritual, you know where I am going. Amen. It was a law for Israel. Once you wrote, so therefore, if you kill somebody, you know they are coming after you. He will pursue you because he knows if you are able to just cross the border. Just, this is the border. Eh? Once you just reach here, bam, this line separates you. He go look you. He go look at, oh, can't touch me. According to the law, he go stand there. Why? He has entered the city of refuge. It was in the law. My brother ran here because you have problem. Chukudi ran here one time because he had problem. Hallelujah. The demon was pursuing him. Pursuing him. He just thought that, get one church where people they go for here. I've never been there, but if something not there, they're not going to go there. The demon pursue, where are you going? Where do you think you are going? Remaining 1 hour. You will die. And he knows that he will die. He was so short, he took his friend to Akwoju. If I die, please, this coffin, 10,000 naira. Amen. So they priced it, and then maybe he gave the friend money. But later on, something occurred to him. Make a try, see whether I fit escape. He took Okada, take me to a mode of thing. He said, when he reached somewhere around ABC there, the team of pursuing the follower, where did they go? Okada. Where did they go? In the tell Okada, Okada, fast. Because he knows that there is time. He busted the tire. He said he came down, paid Okada the money. He said, Okada, no, no, waiting, bust the tire. He began with leg. The demon, they follow him. Like he goes where they follow, they talk. He noticed that when he crossed this gate and entered the auditorium, he noticed that the demon stood outside the city of refuge. All glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in Hebrews chapter 12, can we read it? Verse 22 up to verse 24. Hebrews chapter 12. Remember that the Old Testament is the shadow of the New Testament. This is what, if you are in Christ, this is where you are. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God. You have come into the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable, uncountable number of angels. To the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and you have come to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and you have come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. When you come to Christ, you have come to a city. When you come to Christ, you have come to a city. You are hearing me? When you come to Christ, church, you don't know the benefit of being a Christian. That's why when people say they are Christians, and they still get themselves worried that one covenant is still working against them. Every day, one uncle threaten them and fire one arrow and they catch you. The question that came is, have you entered the city? No, that is the truth. What is it that gives us boldness? It's because you don't know who Jesus Christ is. Upon this rock of the revelation, of who Jesus Christ is. He said, upon this rock I build my church. At the gates of hell, whether they are occult powers, whether they are witches and wizards, situations, nothing like that shall prevail. Nothing. It was not an empty boast, but there is a caveat to it. There is a condition. It is knowing who Jesus is. Do you know who he is? In John chapter 6, he said, except you eat my flesh and you drink my blood, he said, you have no life in you. Now, he's not talking about communion. He's not talking about come and drink witches and wizards and a drinker. Marine kingdom agents, then they chop the bread. They drink the wine, chuck and pass yourself. And that is not the meaning. It's not communion service talking about. Except you eat. When you eat something, where does it go? There is a word they call digest. Because you may eat and it may not be digested. There is the womb of your mind. There is the womb of your spirit. When you eat, to eat the flesh of Jesus is to understand that body that was offered on the cross of Calvary. That is the meaning. To drink the blood is also to identify with what that blood signifies. Except you do that, you have no life in you. You have no life in you. Not too many people know who Jesus is. That's why you will leave one occultic church after you have found the truth. Then one demonic pastor will curse you and fear will catch you. Did I leave the church to go to any occult group? Did I leave the church to become a Muslim? So why you are afraid of his power? If it was a better revelation that made you to leave that place to go, you have gone higher than him spiritually. If you fire any weapon, it will be too high for that weapon to get to you. If it is revelation. If it is as a result of a revelation you catch. But if it is because you committed there, now you read, go. Instead of you to go and beg him and ask him to forgive you, you make Yanga go. If he says it will follow you. Because what you have actually done by that is you have descended to a lower level than him. Because you committed something. But if it is revelation that made you to leave that shrine to hold on to Jesus, the day you leave, that shrine will cry because you know he has lost you forever. It is because people don't know that. That's why they still hold on to Bible and get themselves involved in this nonsense unbelievers do. Listen. The law says, once you enter the city of refuge, you will remain there until your matter will be judged. The elders will come together to look at what happened. You keep us in? Yes, you keep us. I kill him, oh, I don't know what happened. No. Did I can't go? He had been a monkey head. I didn't say a monkey. I am firearm. Because I am a human being. Is that why you kill him? Whatever is the reason, you have reached the city of refuge. And no matter what we have committed in life, that is the joy of Christianity. That is the meaning of mercy. When you say God is a merciful God, hallelujah, he loved you before you knew him. Oh, glory be to God. Gone from my heart, the world and all its charms. Now through the blood, I'm saved from all alarm. Now at the cross, my heart is bending low. The precious blood of Jesus cleanses what us. Do you love him? I love him because he first loved me. I purchased my salvation on Calvary. Hallelujah. Not because I worked hard though. See, there is nothing you did that got your name in the book of life. There's nothing you did. While we were yet sinners, he, Jesus Christ, died for us. What did he do in dying? The veil that covered the presence of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Through the cross of Calvary, he tore the barrier. Made the way for whosoever. You are now neither an Osu, a slave, a Jew, a Gentile, male or female. Everyone now, whether you're a prostitute, everyone now has access. But you have to go there through the blood. Hallelujah. Why? Because the high priest used to sprinkle blood at the altar 7 times. And only him could enter inside. But now, hallelujah, that blood was already sprinkled on the cross of Calvary. Hallelujah. Once, only once, just go through that blood. Just go through that blood. Hallelujah. We now have access. Such love. Such wondrous love. Such love. Such wondrous love. Thy God should love a sinner such as I. A wonderful is love. Then you will understand. John 3:16. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son. And whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the city of refuge. Once you cross, hallelujah, then you face the judges. 1 John chapter 2 verse 1 tells us. Can we read it? 1 John chapter 2. Understand the meaning of that statement. My little children, this is right I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, that's where I am going. We have who? An advocate, a lawyer. We have an advocate with the Father. Who is that? Jesus Christ, the righteous. So what's the meaning of that statement? Amen. Jesus Christ has 3 offices. We know that. Praise the Lord. We have him as a prophet, we have him as a priest, and we have him as a king. A prophet, thus said the Lord. He came and gave us the word of God. Whosoever believe him, they asked him in John chapter 6, what shall we do that we might do the works of God? And what did he say he should do? Believe on him whom God has sent. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. Believe on him. Praise the Lord. And then this office of the high priest, being the mediator between God and man. Hallelujah. Then we have his office as a king, when he will come and rule, sitting down, according to the Bible, on the throne of his father David. That will be during the 1,000 years millennial reign. The office of a prophet is gone. Now is the office of the high priest, the mercy seat. He's sitting on the mercy seat. Hallelujah. And then he's advocating for you and for me. What is he saying there? What is he doing there? Praise the Lord. He is pleading for everyone that will believe on him, that will come by the way of his blood. When you come through his blood, that blood will speak for you. But that blood speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Hallelujah. When you cross and you come over, and the devil begins to remind you of all the sins, you have come to the city of refuge. And the interesting thing about this matter is that our advocate is also the judge. He said the Father judged no man, but he has committed all judgment unto him. So he is our judge, and he is also our advocate. If they bring your matter before, praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise God, before your lawyer, I mean before a court, and you notice the judge, now he go be your lawyer, we go defend you. Case not settled now.